Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Welcome to another Nerdist Podcast. Hey guys, we are coming to San Diego Comic-Con Friday, July 13th at the Balboa Theater. Nerdist Podcast Live. We'll be there. There's also a Nerdist panel, a channel panel, which will be totally different from the podcast, at noon in the Indigo Ballroom the Saturday of Comic-Con. So Saturday noon, Indigo Ballroom will be there. And very special guest Neil deGrasse Tyson will be there. To talk about Star Talk. We'll have some other guests there as well. And it's going to be a fun panel. Come on by. The Nerdist Channel panel. And the Nerdist Podcast Live. Coming to San Diego Comic-Con. And I think we're also going to have a booth at the... YouTube's going to have a space. And we're going to have a booth in there as well. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. More details as they emerge. More details as they emerge? That's a pretty obvious thing to say. Thanks to Bing.com for supporting this episode of the Nerdist Podcast. So, obviously you know that Bing is an amazing search tool, but in addition to searching news and links about whatever it is that you want to find, Bing actually now has a social search. So it'll surface Facebook friends who recently liked or shared or searched content relating to whatever it is that you're looking for. Like, oh, I want to find out about Dark Knight Rises. And because it's people that you actually trust, you can find out what your friends thought about the movie, things that they were thinking about in relation to that. It'll surface people on Twitter as well with knowledge about the thing you're looking for. And best of all, you can easily post and comment to your friends on Facebook from the search results. So it's all in one place. It just kind of condenses everything and sort of crowdsources your results from people that you know and trust and hopefully like. So really, Bing, social search, amazing new arm of Bing.com. Thank you so much to them for supporting our wee little podcast. You know, most people are interested in a thing. And if you're interested in a thing, then you should use Bing to find out about that thing and then use your friends as a knowledge base. Mine them for information. Make them useful for once. Yeah, take that, friends. Thanks again to Bing.com for supporting Nerdist. This episode of the Nerdist Podcast is epic mealtime. Harley Morenstein came and sat down and talked to us. This was several months ago, but at the time we had been talking about, like, well, someday, you know, we'll all do an epic mealtime together. So I was holding on to this and holding on to this until that happened. And it just so happened that it took several months for that to, because he doesn't live here in LA. The man's Canadian. So we did a Star Wars themed episode of Epic Mealtime, which was unbelievable. We cooked, we made crispy tauntaun. FPS Russia was there. Muscles Glasses as Boba Fett was there. Sauce Boss was there as a Sith Lord. Chloe Dykstra was there as a She-Wookie. It was so much fun. Epic mealtime. I really like those guys. They're really sweet dudes. They're really funny dudes. They've built an amazing thing off just something that they love doing, and I was super, super excited to be involved. So right now, if you go to youtube.com/nerdist, you can actually see it in our timeline. You can see the Epic Mealtime episode, Star Wars Epic Mealtime, getting ready for Course of the Force next week. So here we go, Nerdist Podcast with Epic Mealtime.
Now entering nerdist.com.
You're here.
Justice.
Yes,
welcome
please.
To the Nerdist Podcast.
It is. It's
that's my best, Chris.
That was good.
Thank you.
I thought that was me for
Thank
a second.
You.
Yeah, you can just take that right out.
Is that?
Yep, I've done that. Don't worry about it.
This, you know, this has turned into a drinking game now for people. Like, like the fucking shitty microphones falling,
really?
And hearing it, you know, at
hey
the beginning
guys,
of the podcast.
We're in a studio at Meltdown.
Yeah, because it gets worse and worse here. This isn't. I'm so sorry about our shoddy facilities.
It's also warm in here. Is anyone else warm or is I just fat?
A little bit of column A, mostly from column B.
Yeah. All right. That's fair.
Is it warm in here or am I just fat? Is the funny thing.
Well, I'm kind of fat, so I'm kind of warm, to be honest.
All right.
Harley, you created and host Epic Mealtime, which is some of the episodes are hard for me to get through, not because I think the show is great, but I mean, just like, oh my God, and you're going to deep fry that?
it always ends with, and you're going to deep fry that.
We have a couple of stages there. It's actually like, okay, well, what can we do now? Well, we could wrap it in bacon if we already did that. It's like, well, we can drizzle cheese all over if we already did that. It's like, we could deep fry it. And then at that point, once it's deep fried, we're like, well, what do we do now? We're like, well, we could wrap it in bacon and we could drizzle cheese on it and we could deep fry it. And it's a vicious cycle. So we have to know when, you know.
You made this crazy deep fried burger tower where you took the patty and then you put, I mean, I'm telling you something you already know, but I'm still trying to wrap my brain around it. And then you put bone marrow in the patty and then bacon on top of that and then more patty and then cheese and
then a booze gravy on top.
Yes,
of it
and a booze gravy.
And then we had a hot girl rub that booze gravy all over my buddy's chest and lick it off. You know, it's just some good old internet fun.
Yeah. Where did you, this is completely, Epic Mealtime has completely changed your life. Where were you a year ago? Oh, actually, Epic Mealtime started, what, October of 2010?
Yeah, exactly.
So what were you doing before that?
You know, it's funny. Before that, I was teaching. I was a teacher, and so I guess, like, the whole mission was of teaching was to go out, you know, reach out to the children and enlighten them. And then for Halloween this year, I actually saw a 10-year-old boy dressed as the sauce boss holding a
nice
fake bottle of booze. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm reaching out to more children than I could have ever done as a teacher, except just in a horrible way now.
Yeah, it's really hard when you say to your students, like, hold this booze.
Yeah.
But if they're mimicking something they saw on the internet.
Yeah, well, you know, I actually still get calls for substituting.
Really?
I just don't do them.
You're still on the call cycle?
Yeah, I still get the call. Would you like to come in and, you know, substitute?
Have you ever thought about doing an Epic Mealtime during a sub?
Oh, that would be a good idea. And I mean, yeah, I did think about that already, obviously. We toyed with the idea of a cafeteria.
Yeah.
Mealtime, like going into a cafeteria and rescuing the kids. But, you know, just the whole vibe of like, you know, bitches and booze doesn't flow well in the
bitches and booze.
High school cafeteria. Does with the kids, but it's just the structures that be. You know, what did you teach?
Schools have their Captain Buzzkills here and there. I taught history.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get excited. That was Quebec history.
Okay.
Which had a lot of talks about timber and fur. And that was basically the extent of it. And the whole English-French thing.
Wait, if kids were like, when did the rest of Canada start? And you're just like, I don't know what you're talking about. There's no...
We are Canada.
And then there was media. So, I mean, a couple months before Epic Mealtime, I had some students and I was talking about, you know, target advertising, things like that, Google, Facebook, digital footprint, just basic things, you know, in terms of media nowadays. And fast forward 5 months later and I'm on the front page of YouTube and these students are like, oh, he was my teacher. And I was like, yeah, okay, that guy teaches.
He fucking knew what he was talking about.
We could swear on this?
Oh, yeah. Swear it up.
Shit.
Yes.
Don't let this gorgeous facility fool you. We can fucking swear the cunt out of this shit.
Don't let the
cunt.
You can say whatever you want.
Oh my God.
This is a podcast.
Yeah. I didn't know you could say cunt.
Yes, you can drop the C bomb.
Just don't say queef.
Pussy fart.
I don't mind queef. I don't mind queef.
Oh, that's good.
So you were actually...
The fucking children are idiots, is what we were saying.
They're getting their cunts all bent out of shape because I'm just trying to eat something.
In the third grade.
Ah, idiot. So little bastard.
Explicit tag.
We got to earn it every like third podcast.
We really have to push it. Listen, if someone knows what Epic Mealtime is, I don't think they're going to be like, how can they say those filthy words?
Yeah, and if they did have a problem with it, they would go and check it out, and then they would see us saying all those filthy words, and they would be off your case and onto ours.
We did it.
We don't bird bleep the swear words here.
Yeah, I always thought that was a good idea for sharing.
It is. It was a very smart idea, actually, because, you know, there's... there's a certain amount of structured chaos that happens on your show, which I think, you know, anyone who's setting out to sort of, you know, figure out whatever it is that their online thing is going to be in our digital culture. There's a lot to be learned from what you guys did. The show's simple. It moves. It's a very simple idea, but creative. And you guys have fun, and it's like, and the shows are short, like they're super easy to digest, unlike a lot of the food that you.
Yeah, you know, we don't really ask much from people, 4 to 8 minutes a week. You know what I mean?
it's too much.
Yeah. Well, 8 minutes at a laptop or on an iPhone can be very long.
That is hard. Usually, when I pull up open a video, if it's more than 3 or 4, I just go, I don't have the time. I don't have the time for this. Not gonna invest. Yeah.
Oh, especially now on Twitter on my phone, like I'll go and I'll click a link and it'll start to open up the YouTube app. And I'm like, no, forget it. I'm not opening up another app.
But you'll watch when my Nerdist YouTube channel launches, you'll watch all of our programming, right, Jonah?
Of course, because it's going to be involved and integrated through your app.
That's right. How have you guys managed to, do you feel any pressure, you know, when you've done so many shows and now that you've been doing it for a while, like, how you just keep kind of building the stakes on the show, or do you even think about that?
Well, it's funny. Like, as soon as, I remember the second episode, third episode, I was like, oh my God, we have a cooking show and no one knows how to cook, but we have to do this next week. We have 5 days to film and edit a video and upload it by this time next week, and we don't know what we're doing. So I sat down, I remember, like, while we started coming up with ideas for that week, I started to just write out a list. You know, it was kind of like, it would be like, you know, like Greek food, and I would just list. Mexican, and I would list, you know, Italian, I would list, and, you know, I would start to write out meats and things like that, or dishes I liked as a kid, and start to combine them and mix them around and do a whole bunch of things. And I remember, you know, the other guys on the team started to make their list too, and we haven't even touched their list yet. We did seafood, like, barely for the first time, like, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Got lists for days, you know? I mean, this show can last forever.
Because when you get down to the nitty-gritty of it, people always need to eat food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, food. It's like fashion.
Yep.
You know?
It's never going away.
I feel like I just ruined food a little bit right there.
Yeah, I don't want to eat food ever again now.
Jonah, you're thinking
Pass me those soy chips. I don't care.
You're thinking very food forward.
Oh.
Have you done a poutine episode?
Oh, God, like six.
You have done poutine episodes?
Yeah, we put poutine on a sandwich once. We even made a candy poutine, which was like deep fried Kit Kats as the French fries.
Oh, I saw that one. Yeah.
Oh, that's
caramel sauce as the gravy and marshmallows as the cheese curds. And for all you stupid motherfuckers out there, poutine is this disgusting
poutine
dish
is delicious.
In Quebec.
Whoa. Disgusting.
Yes.
Disgusting.
It's fucking
guys,
awesome.
Guys, this is epic mealtime.
I fucking love it.
Disgusting and delicious are the same thing.
Wait, Matt, love poutine?
Yeah. What does that mean, Jonah?
No, I'm just not sure if I heard you right.
Oh, I'm in the middle of something.
Yeah, I know. I'm too. I want to see where this goes.
Either.
I want to see where this goes.
Me too.
What's the matter?
What is it?
I love poutine.
Yeah, poutine.
Backing
is,
away
poutine
slowly.
It's fucking French fries and gravy.
French fries,
and curd.
Cheese curd and gravy. It's
fucking awesome.
And which I saw in the States once. It was called disco fries.
No way.
Yeah. You ever seen that?
No.
Not here though. In like weird states.
Because they went into Americanize it by calling
it as weird as it gets.
They're calling it disco fries.
Well, I don't know if they just maybe someone thought they thought it up themselves.
Does poutine mean like whore's food?
No, but it is the food of a whore. There is no translation.
At 3 a.m. when you're leaking unfamiliar cum, you're going to stumble into a poutinerie.
You get into Montreal and you're driving from the airport into downtown, there's that place on the right that you drive by that's huge, and it's like poutine and burgers. It's like America and Canada. Yeah.
Where is the best place for poutine in Montreal? Everyone says, oh, you got to go to this place. Oh, you got to go to this place. You got to go to this place.
No, I really do hate saying places when I don't get paid to say it.
Oh, don't. Okay. Don't.
Fuck it.
But they have like about 40 different poutines on their menu, so I gotta give them credit for that. It's called La Banquise.
Mm-hmm.
And you go in there, and they have like just a menu. It's all about customized poutines, a whole different bunch of them. But at the same time, I just like to go. There's a place called La Belle Provence.
Mm-hmm.
That's French for all you stupid motherfuckers.
And everything's for all you stupid motherfuckers.
Yeah, and that's basically just the beautiful province. And it's you go in there and you eat shit $40 hot dogs.
Oh, wow.
Like, $3 poutine. And you do it when you're drunk and you're with a whore.
It's 40 Canadian cents.
Who's
so
stupid?
It's actually like 50 cents.
Who's stupid? That listener. No, that one
Canadian dollars are worth more than American dollars now, man.
I know. Why are we still charging them more for magazines? That's what I don't understand.
I go into Chapters and I'm like, well, you know, the dollars aren't the same. Why is the Canadian one $5 more?
Yeah.
And they don't give a shit what I say.
They don't listen to you.
Yeah, and there's no Epic Mealtime pull at Chapters or the bookstore. The bookstore doesn't care if you're,
you know who I am.
Serving burgers on the internet.
I could fry this book and eat it, potentially.
Serving burgers on the internet. Yeah. Hey, parlez-vous français?
Oui.
Ah, je ne parle pas français.
Okay, good. Well, not that it's bad. I'm just saying I don't want to be talking French.
I don't know.
When I was substituting, it was like, I don't talk in French. I'm not going to teach in French. Which doesn't matter.
Which is interesting for Quebec because they probably want you to teach a lot in French.
You have to know French if you want to be a teacher in Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
But once I got the job, I was like, no, I'm not doing it. And I had that whole, like, I don't give a fuck attitude. Like, I'll walk out right now and you're going to have kids. You're going to have lots of shit kids and you're going to have to take care of them. Because I'm gone. I'm just not going to teach in French. Won't be having it.
And they said, okay.
Yeah, they did. I won that battle.
How long was it
Harley
into...
Won. Quebec, zero.
Zero.
How long was it into the series where you realized, like, I can quit my other stuff and just focus on this?
Well, it was before the episode started. Believe it or not, I had I had six things stacked up that summer that we filmed Epic Mealtime. One of them being like a full out kids show, actually. That, like, I wrote out and I was like, oh, this is gonna be cool. I'm gonna have a kids show. I'm gonna be in it. It'll be for the children. And I used to call up my buddies about who were, you know, working with me on it. I'd call them out and I'd be like, yo, lunchbox money. To make money off that lunchbox shit. All these dumb kids are going to buy our faces on lunchbox. And that was the whole plan. And, you know, I also, like, was filming music videos for shitty local artists or decent local artists and things like that.
But never any good local artists.
No, I wish. I tried so hard. They weren't having it, though.
Yeah. No islands
there's
videos.
There's this whole aspect of, like, please, man, I got a camera. Let me film your video, where they're just not interested when they're legitimate.
I'll bet there's a different tune being sung now in French.
Yeah, that's right.
All those bands.
Of pleading, and I'm not listening.
You had your chance, good French-Canadian bands.
Yeah, that's right. I should just call them all out right now.
You had your chance, you, Sarah McLachlan.
Fuck you. Yeah. That's us?
But, yeah, she's yours.
Celine Dion. Really?
Yep. Huh. Sarah's theirs, right?
She's Quebec?
I don't know if she's Quebec.
No, that's okay. We'll take Canadians, too.
All right, all of Canada. Well, yeah, I'm not Alanis Canada. Morissette, yep. While we're on the Lilith Fair vibe.
Yeah.
No one's going to say Bieber.
No, I didn't realize he was. I forgot he was Canadian.
I was going to say Bryan Adams. What's going on?
Well,
yeah,
that goes.
Listen, we apologize for Bryan Adams several times. We apologize. Can I talk?
You're assuming that we care enough about these people to know that they're Canadian.
How do you consume 35,000 calories in a meal and not fucking die?
Easy. You don't. Because you would die. I remember when we first started, like, going bigger and bigger, I brought in a whole bunch of other friends. So I was like, I'm going to kill a friend on this internet. If I kill a friend on the internet, it's going to be way too fucked up. I can't have that. So I called up a whole bunch of other buddies. It's going to be like a rotation type thing. Once a week, it's not so bad, right? I kind of forgot that we would become this lifestyle and eat bacon cheeseburgers every day in between the shoots, which is why we're all getting so fat and dying. But, yeah, we started subbing people out. And the meals got so big. Like, for example, fast food lasagna, if you haven't seen it, Google it. Fast food lasagna was about 40 pounds of burgers and meat and cheese. And so we sat down and ate like six pounds of it.
God,
and my buddy, Amir, who used to work at Blockbuster, which is, you know, rest in peace. he used to work there.
There's still one.
Is there?
Somewhere.
He would bring it to work as leftovers. So, like, this epic meal that, like, has, like, 10 million views that, you know, let's say 2 million people would love to taste is sitting in, like, a Blockbuster fridge for a week. And, like, employees are casually coming in and just, like, cutting off a slip and microwaving it and eating it for a week. And it sat there for I don't even know how long. But
did it keep?
I don't care even.
No?
It was out of my hands.
You just make it and you send them on their way.
The internet. Does it keep is none of my concern. It kept when we did it.
And now it's someone else's problem.
Exactly. Blockbuster.
It's actually, there's probably a whole, like, mold culture that's formed and consumed that Blockbuster from the inside.
I've seen that shit. Like, on Ripley's Believe It or Not, there used to be, like, the old one with Jack Palance.
Yep.
There was a guy that was like,
Believe it or not. He was always sucking in air.
But there was a guy that would eat, like, fucking expired meat. And, like, the more gross and moldy it was, the more he loved it, and it was like one of the more disgusting things I remember seeing in my childhood.
Have you ever gotten super sick?
No, we haven't even gotten a little sick.
Really?
Yeah, that hasn't happened. I mean,
have you felt a little, like,
count the
I don't feel
sweats.
So great.
Well, you know, like, if you go to eat way too much at dinner ever, and you just like sit down, and you're just like, oh, I can sleep.
Ever?
Right now.
You mean every time? Right?
I feel fat, and you start like holding your gut. And
that's my life.
Pinching it, or maybe it's just us.
You're inside my head.
Yeah. No, that's what happens. The extent of it'll be that, but. You know, at the beginning, we were getting compared to Jackass in the Kitchen.
Yeah.
That's what we were being compared as. And I was just like, all right, that's cool because I love it. But one rule is we're not going to be barfing on our show.
Right.
And it just never even occurred. And for a bunch of guys who don't know fuck about cooking, it's pretty amazing that we do some of these things and haven't died yet.
Well, what's amazing to me is that it's just like you never know what the thing is going to be. That's gonna pop, or that's gonna, you know, like, wow, this, we just took a dramatic right turn in our lives, you know, like if fall of last year, you know, you're a dude who's a teacher and you're trying to get some stuff done, and then you have this one idea and you commit to it, and then all of a sudden, I mean, the amount of fucking views you guys get is pretty staggering. I mean, a successful YouTube video might be like, oh, that got 100,000 views, but you guys consistently do like 4 to 10 million views per video. Well,
when the first video came out, I was like, okay, if this gets 10,000 views, we'll do it again. And it got 100,000 views. And I was like, okay. The next one, I was like, if this gets 30,000 views, I'll do it again. I'm like, if I had released a video once a week and it got 10,000 views, I was like, I could make a YouTube channel out of this. Hmm. And when the next one got 600,000 views and then 600,000 views and then 1 million and then 2 million, I was like, oh, wow. I'm like, this is a thing. There's a thing here. I should play with it.
You've been playing with the thing, and he's been playing with the thing ever since. Is it just your thing, or are there partners involved, or are there other people, or is it really?
Oh yeah, there's other people. I mean, I got a team of guys. You know, I got that bitch, my mom, shipping
right.
T-shirts, you know
what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know that bitch. No, she's a great lady. Seriously, but yeah, there's plenty of moving parts involved. We have. Partners in San Francisco who are Revision 3. They do
Rev 3. Oh, yeah, yeah. Our friend Ryan Vance is up there. Yeah.
Yeah, big tall pink man.
Great guy.
Yeah, real pink.
Easy to spot in a crowd. Yeah. Shock of blonde hair.
Yeah,
shock rosy cheeks.
Hair. Oh, he's good.
Sweet
he's good.
Guy. Great guy.
I was actually in this building up here, and like I texted a picture of it because for some reason his name is still.
There's
on the
a door. Ryan Vance here.
Is there?
Yeah.
There's another Ryan Vance. It's not his.
No, I mean it moves around. It's another guy.
It's been on. It's been up there forever.
Are you sure
yeah.
there's just not an accident happening where this guy keeps getting moved but doesn't actually work?
Ryan Vance is secretly getting paychecks. From
yeah, that's what I said. I was like, are you just like getting paychecks from them?
No, I don't know.
When you're, I did the same thing when I knew he left. I was like, hey, your name's still here. He's on. There's probably another guy.
No, it's not. It's him.
It is him.
Yeah, I could
it keeps
it.
On moving though, and it's like along with someone else's name.
Do you want me to see what his email address is? I can pull that up.
Yeah,
see if you can find that.
Those don't go away.
But he's a good guy. How did you did Ryan try? Did he track you down, or did someone else like? How
yeah,
did
he came. He came down to Montreal through at South by Southwest, like some Dignation shit going on. Mm-hmm. Some guy on our end ran into them. He flew down to Montreal. He met me, and he was like, "Man, I thought that you guys were people. I didn't know you guys were just a bunch of jackasses. Mm-hmm. If I knew that, I would have." Called earlier, and I'm like, no, man, we're jackasses. Help us. Help us. And he kind of, you know, Revision 3 at that point, you know, we ended up just deciding that it was a good move, and so we did that. And, you know, at the same time, we have Gersh Agency represents Epic Mealtime, Brillstein Management.
This all sounds familiar.
Team Hollywood and Team San Francisco.
Yeah.
Or Team Television and Team Internet.
Is it a weird...
Which team wins at softball?
Brillstein.
I don't know. Vance, though. Vance is pretty sick.
He's pretty tall. He's got a reach. He can reach to second base yeah. from home plate.
He's got go-go gadget arms.
Yeah. he just takes one step and he's on first and another step and he's on second.
Double play every time.
You can't. He's always going to score a homer. Is that what
you're
those are called?
You're doing it, Chris. Yeah. You're
I
doing
don't fucking
it.
Know.
You're pretending you know sports.
You know sports. Now you
I'm
do.
Dick about
you
fuck.
Dick about fuck.
But is it weird for you to... You know, because there's a lot of business-minded stuff that's going on here.
Fuck.
Do you hate it?
Man, so dumb. I bought a camera, and I'm like, now I can film myself being an idiot, and no one can tell me anything. And then, like, it's getting popular. I'm like, this is awesome. And then about, like, episode 8, I'm getting, like, calls from agents. I'm getting documents and contracts. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And that's when I reached out to a call. You know, I had my brother had a friend who's in the biz. Mm-hmm. And I was just
Tom
like,
man, Cruise.
Look through this shit. Handle it. I'm like, I got fucking bacon to wrap. I got liquor to drink. I got things to do. Bitches to try and diddle. I can't sit here and look through my emails, you know, reading these contracts. And
these bitches, are you going to diddle in the middle?
No, they've been diddled. Those
okay,
ones.
Good.
They've been diddled. I'm on okay.
Were they bitches before or after you diddled them?
Was this a pre-bitch diddling, I think is what Jonah's getting at.
Yeah. PBD.
Yep. PBD.
Did the diddling make them a bitch?
I don't know.
No. More no. on the next Nerdist.
No. Yeah, but you know what? Like a bitch to me is usually like a friend.
Yeah.
Like if I don't like her, I'm just she's a cunt.
So bitch is a term of endearment.
Yeah, cunt yeah. is a term of fuck off.
We're so...
Yeah.
If someone just listens to this episode, they would think we hate women.
No,
not me.
Women.
No, I'm just saying, oh, no, you're not me. You're
it's me. I love women.
Women are great.
I get that. We get that sometimes on Epic Mealtime.
But you could also
we have like almost a 30% demographic on YouTube of females. And
let's make it higher.
Get it.
Like, let's get Taylor Lautner.
Yeah, I don't think anyone thinks that you
fucking goofballs. We call ourselves douchebags.
I don't think anyone thinks you really mean that in you know like in the way that an angry aggressive person would mean that. Like that's your
orange mic.
That's part of your vernacular.
Oh, I love when people meet me and they're like, "Oh man, you're a human. You're a real person.
You're a guy."
You know, like they expect me to. I don't know.
Should they cut you to
Jack
see if
Daniels
you bleed?
Up their ass
and
deep fry them.
Also, because you're Canadian, you get away with a lot because people just think if they don't understand something, they just write it off as being part of your culture.
Oh, that's the culture.
Oh, that's what they do.
I remember that when we first started, it was like, okay, like we want to get popular. I'm like, there's nothing popular about Canadians. Do we say we're Canadian? Do we come out in the second episode? We fully said we were Canadian, and it ended up being
probably
to
helped.
Our benefit because we kind of just, you know. Hopped over that whole obstacle of like, yeah, Americans would do that.
Yeah.
They would do that. But yeah. Now it's like, oh, those fucking goofy
Now
Canadians.
The Taliban can hate you too. We did it.
It's not just
they
us
do.
Anymore.
They hate Westerners.
Oh.
Yeah.
I
this
don't
whole
know
hemisphere.
About that. I don't know if they hate us.
They don't
too.
Hate Canada.
This whole
Canada.
Hemisphere.
Really
we're
hates
all,
Canada.
We're
they just laugh at it.
I love
You'd
Canada.
Be surprised.
Nah.
You'd no. be surprised.
Canada's great.
I love Canada.
It's like being on vacation.
Every part of
but
Canada. Every part of Canada has a really great personality to it that I really love. Although I've never been really far north in Canada.
Yeah, I was gonna say you've been to like Montreal, Vancouver, Toronto.
I've been to the big three, yeah.
Yeah. So like
that's just like being in New York and LA, man.
Yeah.
You gotta see the rest of the country.
Well, you're not wrong.
I don't know.
I've been to New York many times. Oh, I went to Maine once.
How was Maine that? Is Canada. It's
Isn't
technically
it
kind of Canada.
Yeah, it was cool. There was water and
moose. There are moose.
People.
There are moose in Canada.
Yeah, there is. And the speech pattern is a little closer to Canadian than
I mean,
it is.
Yeah, Maine. Yeah. Maine I always thought of as Canada.
Do I sound weird?
No.
Yeah,
no.
You have a Canadian accent.
Really?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's you just hit the words a little differently.
I want to hear it come out of your mouth. Cause
I'll see. How would I... Let me try and think of
you
Canadian.
You would say Canada.
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 And we would say Canada.
Yeah.
This is where I think this is what I've found my accent from just people calling it out on me. I wear pants when I dance and I eat ham.
That's right. It.
So those are the words that really
and,
fuck me up.
And the outs.
Out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
and A.
A.
But you really... know A, we say A, you guys say huh.
Yeah.
We do say, huh?
Oh, you're filming, eh?
And
you guys
also
be like, y'all are filming, huh?
Also say sorry.
In Hawaii, they say yeah instead of huh.
So sorry.
Everyone
well, that's the most annoying, I think.
Yeah?
Hawaii is.
See, you just did it right there.
Hawaii is our most annoying country. That's not a word sentence.
It's not a country.
It is
at all.
A word
sentence.
Bad.
It's just not an accurate.
You're speaking really
it's
bad.
It's just inaccurate. Is it weird
sorry.
For you now? Is it weird for you now to be like, is it weird to be the fucking food guy? Like that?
Yeah, I don't know shit. No, what's weird is I was walking on the street once. Like, and I remember when it happened, like a couple months back, and someone was like, "Yo, sauce boss, sauce boss," and like I turned, I'm like, "Oh man, I'm the sauce boss." I did say that on the internet, so it's official now.
Yep.
And I turned around, I was like, "Sup, motherfucker, it's the sauce boss." Like pictures, bitch. You know, and like right into it. But like, and he walks away, and I was like, "Man, that was weird." I'm the sauce. I was Mr. Morenstein a year before that. Mr. Morenstein has become the sauce boss.
That's pretty sweet. That's a pretty sweet transformation. It's the power of the internet. In less than a year, you can go from Mr. Morenstein to the sauce boss.
I like even more my lame buddy who had nothing better to do with his life. Went to China for no reason other than he really had nothing to do. Comes back from China and he's just pretty jacked because he's been working out because he didn't have shit to do in China either.
Like
lame
prison.
Guy.
Like prison.
Goes to bed with the sun, wakes up with the sun, has nothing to do. I invited him over to come eat, brought his sunglasses on. Yeah, he became Muscles Glasses. At least I was cool before. He was just, he actually had like, this is like Peter Parker getting bit by the radioactive spider.
Yep.
He is like a superhero
muscles,
now.
Muscles, glasses.
Hero for the, muscles, glasses will fuck you up.
I'm sure he would.
No, he will. He is going
he's,
to,
he's coming?
He's coming. He's coming to fuck you.
Right. Oh my God. And then fuck you up.
Anally?
Yeah. Always.
He's going to fuck you and then fuck you up.
Always anally.
Always
anally. Muscle sunglasses. Always anally.
No, muscles glasses.
Muscles glasses, sorry.
Muscle sunglasses.
Muscles
that's
anal.
Another character it's we'll another introduce film. In season three.
Are you a comic book guy? Did we talk about this? Like, I met you briefly at G4.
I like Walking Dead.
Nice.
Good.
I like Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
When I can read it. Oh, there's my buddy Tyler. Shit, he's walking by. He wants to get in here and look at you.
Oh, do you want him to come in?
Yeah.
Matt, can you go get? Can you go bring Tyler in?
Who, does he know who I am? I'm just going to yell at
just yell.
He's wearing an Expos hat.
I remember that team.
Yeah, comics. Yeah, I do. I like I said, I love Marvel. That's really what it comes down to. And the only Image comics I read were Walking Dead.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You keeping up with it?
What, Walking Dead?
Yeah.
I missed the last two episodes because I've been in L.A., and as for the comics, the last one I read was trade 13.
Oh, so 14 is... They're 14's out, right?
Yeah. I think I may be missing one or two trades.
Yeah.
It's good.
Man, it's fucking...
I'm two issues behind. I need to read 90 and 91.
Yeah.
Two issues behind.
You go by issues.
Yeah.
I can't keep up with those because it's just they... I just don't have the mind to be like, oh shit, I gotta go get that. So I just wait for the trades every time.
The trades
and plus it gives you more.
I read whenever I get the trade comes out, I read the last one again, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you kind of have to be cut.
Because you get you get through an issue in like 10 minutes, and you're like, no, I have to wait a month.
It's horrible. even the trades kill me.
Tyler,
hey,
thanks.
Yeah.
How's it going, man?
Good year.
I'm all right.
There.
Welcome.
That's Tyler. He's on Epic Mealtime also.
Hey, Tyler.
A round of applause because he's put on the most weight since the show started.
Well done, Tyler.
Yeah.
Can you share a microphone with Matthew there, maybe? And
sure can.
Sharing a microphone.
What? How much?
Why don't you guys share lips, too?
All right, we'll fuck later.
Share dicks. Do some snoodling.
Snuggles.
It's when two uncircumcised guys wrap the skin around each other.
Oh, I thought that was called docking.
Docking?
Docking is when two dicks come together.
Garbage bagging is when you set gingerly two balls together, sets of balls, and then you twisty tie your penises around each other.
Whoa. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
What's it called when you push mushroom heads?
Yeah, I think that's docking just what he said, but snoodling is.
I would call that gay. I would call that gay.
Docking. Call that gay.
Docking requires uncircumcised.
See,
penis.
I always thought that was snoodling.
Tyler, I would call that a slit kiss.
Right.
That's what I would call that.
Slit kiss. Is yeah,
it's like a plus sign.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Slit kiss is my favorite female Kiss cover band.
that's Kelly Slitkiss. Yeah, she went. She was a homecoming queen. So how much weight have you gained since the starting the show?
I'd say January I was like 225. Now I'm probably around 255, 260.
All right.
Doing it right, Tyler.
Yeah.
Well, the fans love it. They're like, Tyler got the fattest. Therefore, he's the most dedicated. Therefore, he is my favorite. All the others are fake and gay.
Yeah. It's always so arbitrary how people react to that. Yeah.
No, they're right.
Well, yeah, but you're living it. You're committed to your show, and you're actually living.
He's living it.
You're
living
the show.
Shitting blood.
I don't think I'm like a full out fat guy yet. I'll cut it off.
Hang in there, buddy.
But the difference, you know, the difference is that I don't know if a lot of people know this, but there are a lot of cooking shows, and I can't say I don't know who specifically, but I know that there are people who
Paula Deen
are not necessarily like. They're not necessarily the high-end chefs you think they are. They just host shows and other people prepare shit for them, and then that's they just sort of pretend to prepare it, and then they and then that's
Paula
it.
Deen.
But you, but you do actually consume the shit that you guys are. So do you not make the food yourselves now? Do you
No, I don't. This is the sauce boss speaking.
Yep.
I don't touch the food.
Okay.
I sit down at my MacBook or my iPhone.
You're the architect.
Like, and I'm like, oh man. I'm like, what would be good? What makes me horny? Cheeseburgers, okay. What else would make me horny about a cheeseburger? We'll wrap them in bacon. Oh, I know. Let's get 100 of them. Let's make a mountain, and like it'll go from there. And then you know, I call up one of these guys, and they'll be like, "Oh man, that's good. Why don't we throw liquor on top of it?"
Mm-hmm.
Like, you idiot! Why didn't I think of that? And you know, it'll go from there. And then we have some guys, you know, who'll put in their work. You know, Epic Mook, Prince Atari, who are the real guys that'll sit down and really bang it out. But at the same time, they'll call like me in there maybe because they're like, "Well, I don't get it. How is this happening?" I'm like, "No, just throw the liquor on it." They're like, "Well, it's gonna ruin it." But yeah, just throw it on it. Don't worry about it.
I've always wanted a steak and cheese sandwich that had waffles for bread if you could somehow improve upon that idea.
Okay, we'll take that and we'll wrap it in bacon. Done.
Done.
Tuesday episode. Boom.
I want to eat
and
that.
And liquor, yeah.
You actually fist bumped each
other. Yeah, we fist bumped. Awesome. We fist bumped.
That's awesome. So you want a waffle steak sandwich?
That's what I always, every time I get a little bit drunk and I'm at the farmer's market at the Grove, I want a steak and cheese from Phil's, but I want it wrapped in a
waffle. I'll be honest, I think this is a great idea, and this is the prime example of how an epic mealtime starts. So a steak sandwich.
Yeah.
Wrapped in a waffle.
Yeah, that's the bread. The bread is now a waffle.
Right.
Some kind of special butter on the waffle.
Yeah. Okay. So we
like
put
a bourbon
inside.
Butter.
At this point, let's take the cheese in there too, and we can make it a grilled sandwich, kind of like a grilled cheese sandwich.
All right. Liking this.
Could you somehow incorporate mac and cheese in that?
Yeah. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take the waffle steak sandwich that's just been grilled.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna take another one just like it, and we're gonna put mac and cheese on top of one and close the other, so now it's the sandwich
buns. You're making using sandwich buns.
Visualize that?
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, you need to eat that. You need that all over your body.
Oh, that sounds great.
That really does sound pretty good.
Cheat day right there.
And now we should do something else to it. Throw liquor on it. That's right. And then throw liquor down our throats.
Or something sweet.
And then I'll yell at the camera. Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, we'll make a liquor syrup is what we'll do.
Yeah.
All right.
And you know what? We'll just to make it special for the episode, we'll get a big needle and I should have pressed that cough button.
No, but technically it didn't say belch button.
Yes. Yeah,
so that was our bad.
No one's taking me seriously now.
No, we're taking you seriously.
Talking about this audience person right here.
Matt really wants to know where the sandwich is going to happen.
We're injecting it with Jack Daniel's syrup. Not okay. Jack Daniel's syrup, any liquor syrup. I don't care.
All right.
How do you make syrup out of liquor?
I don't know. You just add liquor to it.
I wasn't asking the guy who doesn't do this stuff. Hey, Matt, what's it like being from Montreal?
Well, I imagine it's pretty good. There's poutine everywhere.
Yeah.
Horse.
Lots of horse.
Good
sex
horse.
Shops. Sex
yeah,
shoppies.
Sex is like lots of like coke. Commodity. Bucks, yeah. 70 bucks.
You know, I do have to say that the people in Canada in general are so much more polite. I was walking with Garfunkel and Oates last year at the Just for Laughs festival, which I've done the last few years. And these guys leaned out a window, and their catcall to the girls was, "Excuse me, do you have a husband?" Like, that was their catcall. Like, that's so classy.
Do you want to not step on any toes?
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Epic Mealtime catcalls are kind of like, you want these fingers knuckles deep in your butt?
And
walk here.
Walk here, two fingers.
One foot in front of the other, idiot.
I don't feel like I could pull that off.
You know, it doesn't work for us unless unless it just happened to be a fan.
I saw that happen. There was a guy, I was in New York. There's a guy on a stoop. Girl's walking by as a black guy, and he's just like, "Hey, bitch, come over here and talk to me." And then she's like, okay, giggled, and then walked over to him, and it fucking worked.
Well, yeah.
If any of us did that, fucking... Restraining
it has to be.
Maybe he did that 100 times and failed every time, and that was the run working.
Maybe one of those girls likes to fuck on a pile of trash.
Yep. Oh my god, I've always wanted to get trash fucked. I feel like I don't. I could never pull off. I mean, I'm not aggressive at all. I think it just has to be organic. Like you or I couldn't say, "Hey, bitch, come over here." Because instantly we'd be like, "I'm so sorry, please, I apologize.
Hey, man, I'm
a bad person. I love my mom. I'm so sorry. So what's next? Where do you want everything to? Where do you see everything going now that you have a year plus?
I would like Epic Mealtime to be a restaurant on the Las Vegas Strip with Mike Tyson out front shaking hands to people going in, and have ninjas serve you the food.
I've heard nothing that couldn't happen.
And sometimes Muscle's glasses will drop down in the middle from the skylight, like Mission Impossible style, with his shirt off, like on ropes, like in the laser scene, and just drop down there with a whole bunch of bacon, and you can grab it off his body, and then he flies back up, and you never know when it'll be.
So it's a vague vision. I feel like I haven't heard anything that couldn't happen in Las Vegas. There is absolutely every reason that an Epic Mealtime restaurant could exist in Las Vegas. The land of complete debauchery and... The fucking 24-hour bacchanalia.
Well, they're really feeling the recession right now, Chris. So that might not be
all that means is that people aren't buying condos there. Like, people are still going to Vegas.
I think it's the only place in the world where an Epic Mealtime restaurant works. People are always like, "Man, open a restaurant.
What about Macau?
Open an Epic Mealtime." It's like, fuck off. I'm making internet videos.
We would kill so many people.
Yeah, what makes you think we know jack shit about running a restaurant?
So many lawsuits.
It'd be like that heart attack grill.
Yeah, we filmed a video.
Open one in Las Vegas General. Like just like right in the hospital. There's just a little a mini casino and an epic mealtime restaurant.
You know that heart attack grill, that guy, they had a spokesperson who was like 6'9", 580 pounds.
Oh yeah.
And he died at like 28 years old last year. And I remember it was one of the first articles. It was like, 6'8", 580 pounds, spokesman for the heart attack grill. He died. Meanwhile, in Montreal, people like Harley Mornstein are advocating this type of lifestyle. And they start to explain about how I kind of killed this guy. And yeah, it was really fucked up. And it was one of the first articles. And I was like, this is wrong.
But do you consider it a lifestyle, or is it just like a thing you do every week?
Tyler? You say it's a lifestyle?
Yeah, it's turned into a lifestyle.
Are you drinking and eating burgers every day?
Yeah. I had to take a break to come here, but I will after.
You have to kind of like dry out.
No. Oh, yeah, you have to dry out.
Yeah I guess so.
Well, is it fun still, or does it feel like a job?
No, it's pretty fun. I was drunk by like 10:30 this morning. Oh, so.
That's awesome.
We were laughing.
Yeah. We had to spend like 2 hours in the hot tub, and we had to drink and eat
bacon.
And
there was a girl. Oh,
are you making that part up because of how gay that was seeming?
Oh, no, no. It was
super gay.
It was a very super gay moment. We had a real...
I made eye contact with a TV exec as I was like picking out a wedgie. And he like saw me do it, and I spotted him like eye to eye, and he waved at me, so I like waved back awkwardly. It was a good.
Yeah,
well, I'm sure he was like, "Oh, those epic mealtime guys."
I'm fascinated by your lifestyle because we have such diametrically opposite. Like, I don't drink. I watch what I eat. Like, I don't know. But I feel like maybe there's some. I feel like I'm not really having that much fun with food. I feel like I don't have that much
fun. It's hard to have fun with food if you watch what you eat.
There's got to be a happy medium somewhere.
I'm the happy medium.
Oh, you're like a large.
Yeah, very happy medium. Large guy in a shirt medium that doesn't fit anymore, belly sticking out in the bottom, saying, no, it's light beer. It's okay. Guinness is actually healthier than Miller Lite.
Yeah, because that's like the meal right there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, as long as I don't eat food, I can just have a couple Guinness in a day.
Yeah, exactly.
And if I don't eat, then that would balance out the food.
That's how I lived college.
Yeah.
Guinness.
Speaking of guts sticking out, we've actually all gotten so big we started naming our guts.
We love guts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about the gut.
What are the names?
Well, my gut's name is Balthazar.
Mine's Gutstable.
Muscles Glasses as Fabrizio. And fuck the other guys. But seriously, fuck them. I want you to fuck them for me.
In a hot tub right now.
It's going to be great.
For the television show.
I get that waffle steak though, right?
How is the television show going? You're doing the Epic Mealtime pilot.
Yeah, we're there, and for G4, because people are for G4, people are doing things. Like there's people there that'll get you cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get you burgers. It's really all we asked for so far.
Cigarettes and burgers.
I designated one guy to be my drink refiller. He's been great.
Yeah.
Which one is that?
I don't know his name.
It's not important. All that matters is this cup never appears empty.
There's a good crew on that.
G4 is really great.
It's really awesome.
Greg Heller, who's awesome. I love Greg Heller. Mike Henry, who's a great writer.
At Mike Henry, at Dong Attack.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike Henry.
Ben.
Oh, is that it? Hey, Mike Henry?
Yeah. Hey, Mike Henry.
He's good. He's a great writer.
He's a great writer.
He wrote on Web Soup.
He's a vegetarian.
Oh, he is?
That's new. He started being a vegetarian. Yeah,
we got one writer on the show, and he's a vegetarian. And he gets it.
Yeah, he's very funny.
You have a good writer. Mike's amazing. He's
tall.
He's really tall.
He's a
really
long motherfucker.
Yeah, he's lanky.
Also, he's a great artist. Good musician.
Really good musician.
Really funny dude. Yeah. He wrote on Web Soup, and then he wrote on a... my buddy Mike Furman and I wrote with him on a pilot that we made for an animated pilot that we made.
He's always talking about his huge balls. He's bragging about them.
Does he brag about his huge balls?
When he does talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Mike Henry is one of those guys where he'll sit in the writer's room and he doesn't say anything for 15 minutes. And then out of nowhere, he just fires something off that's so goddamn funny, funnier than what anyone else was saying.
But then he just kind of says, he's like, oh, well, we just do something like that. And then everyone fucking loses it.
That is good.
Yeah. And then also Ben Plumer is directing their shoots.
He's awesome.
He's a great fucking director.
Knows his shit.
Is the TV show, how do you feel? Did you like format-wise? Did it feel different to you? Or what did you...
Like as soon as I started getting these contracts, like I said, like episode 7, 8, I just started writing out concept of what the TV show would be to me, how I think it would be if it ever did happen, how would we extend it to 20, 22 minutes. And, you know, we went around and we actually pitched it to a bunch of networks like 6 months ago, seven, 8 months ago. And, you know, I pitched my format, which is just basically an epic meal. Like, we can't lose focus. You're going to get a really epic meal at the end, basically bigger than we can go on the internet just because the budget is that much bigger per episode. And so you're going to get this ultimate epic meal, but you're going to get a lot more from point A to point B with kind of like, you know, little segments in between, little epic meals in between. It's kind of worked out since we had this time to build up our characters to play off of and stuff like that. So
I really liked I came in the other day and you guys were shooting a Van Gogh bit, and just from that one line, like from that one like 30-second scene I saw, was hilarious.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's good. It's like you said, it's a good squad on there. So I've worked with lame people before, like shitty people.
Yeah,
I'm so happy there's no shit people there.
No, they're really not. Like everyone's really cool, and it's a fun environment, and everyone just kind of, they're up for whatever, and everyone's nice. Like it's a really good environment. And I think what I love about what you do is that you know, there's certainly an element of like, we're just fucking around and drinking and whatever. But in just hearing you talk, you are very thoughtful about how you approach this. There is a process to you, and there is a, you know, so, you know, for anyone who's just thinks like, oh, you know, I could just be a fuck up on the internet. Like, yeah, but listen, you planned stuff. You wrote out a pitch. You had a plan. You talked to people. You brought in the right people to see that plan through, and you've been consistent with it. I mean, like, there really is, it's not as like, oh, we're just, you know, whatever. Like, you actually do have a vision for what you're creating. And I think that's probably, I hope, an important lesson that your ex-media students or whoever might take away from this.
Nah, fuck the students. You know, I'm off that shit. But I totally agree. Like I said, like when it first started, you know, I had some failed YouTube things before. You know, me and Tyler had even worked on a bunch of things in the past on YouTube before Epic Mealtime, and it just wasn't happening. But, you know, I had learned enough from the past that when Epic Mealtime did pick up, we were able to run with it. We knew what to do. That's why kind of people thought we were like a production company. Because it was just out of the blue. But no, we had tried before. It just didn't work out.
And do you think regularity with the week-to-week was a big, important part?
By far, the one and only, like, the most important thing is you come out with a video once a week. The first video, we were like, oh, yeah, we'll see. We'll wait for this video to get up to even more. And when the numbers stop, we'll release a new video. I noticed that after 5 days, like, it's dropped.
Yeah.
No one gives a shit anymore. It's 5 days old. They'll come back to it in 3 months, granted that you've been releasing every single week, but they're done after 5 days. 5 days, on at least on YouTube, is like, oh, it's over.
Yeah.
Internet news, 5 days later, it's like, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Where were you when Bill posted that on my wall?
Yeah.
Well, and I think that's the important thing about the difference between, you know, something online that can just be sort of a one-off hit, like, oh, you know, a cat shit on a piece of toast or whatever.
And it's that's
like,
good. That's good. I love that.
Yeah. That really was a great video though, you guys, that I just made up in my head. But if you want to build a community around your thing, consistency is so important because you're making a deal with people where you're saying, hey, you give us, you know, it's 6 to 8 minutes of your time. Or in our case, it's like, you know, 45 minutes or whatever, or an hour. And I promise you that if you stick with us, we will keep our end of the bargain by regularly delivering stuff to you until it's not fun anymore.
And when we go like off the prototypical episode, like if we do something a little bit different, people kill us.
You're fucking with their pattern.
Yeah, in the comment section, they go crazy.
What's this?
Well, it's funny. We did a zombie episode, and it was like,
oh, that one was great with the brains.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. People were like, "What the fuck? There's no swearing about Jack Daniels. What are you doing? You know, you're totally ruining the show.
You're ruining your own show."
The views were like doubled our other videos. So it's like, you know, it's like a bad video is a good video. And I like, listen, we stay true to the fans, but it's just like, you know, a number, like about a third of the people, they don't really know what they want or what they like, you know, and they're like, this is dumb because it's different and different is dumb. So fuck this. And then they go back like 3 weeks later and they'll never admit that it's like, oh, I kind of do like this, but I'm never going to say it.
Yeah, as long as there's bacon and as long as you yell, they're happy.
Yeah, I didn't yell in that episode.
Yeah.
But that's
The most important thing is, I think, is that you guys keep having fun. And if it's fun for you to do a zombie episode, then you fucking should be able to do a zombie episode with your show.
Yeah, it's fun to do a zombie episode. If you didn't like the zombie episode, you're a fucking idiot. I'm sorry. All right? If you happen to be listening to this and you dislike that video, fuck you. Fuck your balls.
If you like our old videos, watch our old videos.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't think you were very sorry about that at all, Harley.
Yeah.
You said, but I don't think.
I know.
How long are you in LA for? Are you just here for the pilot, just to shoot the pilot, and then you're going home?
Yeah, but we're gonna fucking milk it. You know, I mean, truth is, Canada's cold now.
Really cold.
Yeah, yeah, it's like the winter is there. We don't want none of it.
It's dark, like 20 hours a day.
Yeah. So fuck it for now.
There's bears everywhere.
Yeah, we're gonna stay here.
Have you cooked bear yet?
You know, it's funny. In one of the pitches, I had said, like, yeah, we're going to do this thing where we're going to, you know, we'll do this and we'll, like, well, like it'll, like, we'll fucking put some bear meat. And everyone's like, whoa, bear meat. And I was like, yeah, fucking bear meat. Not a big deal. And there's rabbits. And I'm like, no. Bear meat? And I was like, yeah, what? It's epic mealtime. And they're like, listen, I don't know about bear meat. We'll find an alternative.
A little too epic. On the limit.
We'll find an alternative. And then, like, I walk out, and, like, you know, my agent was like, man, don't fucking say bear meat next time. I was like, okay.
Don't say bear meat next time.
In Canada, you can go get a fucking bear meat pie at the corner fucking
I don't know why that's any weirder than eating a cow.
I want that.
Well, the bear is on our flag.
That's what I thought.
California flag.
That's what I thought. I thought it was because it was on the flag.
The California grizzly is, but, you know, you can still...
That dumbass black bear. Fuck that bear.
There are other bears that...
Yeah, it's a little bear racist.
Yeah. Seriously, Jonah.
Yeah, you know what? That's just how I am.
A bad person.
Little Hawaii. Little Hawaii coming out.
Hawaiians hate bears. Because they didn't grow up around them. That's they confuse they don't understand. Yeah, I don't know. I think I don't know. I don't think bear meat is that weird. I don't think bear meat's that weird, especially if you're in Canada and there's fucking bears everywhere. It's one of your resources, for Christ's sake. Well,
Greg on the show, he said it, he tried bear meat. It tastes like a wet carpet.
Oh, okay.
Mm. So
you're supposed to take the fur off.
Yeah. Oh shit! That's what happens.
He is dumb, that guy. Eh?
He's just gnawing on a bear's shoulder. Like, this is not good.
It was like a vaudeville joke. I loved it.
It's a great episode.
So where? When's the next episode going up? Or what can people look forward to? How far in advance have you planned?
This Wednesday an episode because we've been doing lots of shit.
Yeah,
you know, we don't want to not release the internet, which is like common mistake. I've seen some YouTubers do it. They get big on YouTube, have like, you know, 12 straight videos like that are viral, and then they get a job like as you know, on a TV show, doing a part on a TV show or something, and then they drop their internet, and then like who knows what happens with the TV show or whatever. But it's like you kind of had something special there. You had people, lots of people that were paying attention, and you just kind of like dropped them off because you had your next thing. So I always found that it would be very important that we keep the internet going every Tuesday. You know, I said it so long ago because, you know, we don't know what'll happen. We don't know what's going to happen with TV. We know our brand works on the internet. We have 2 million people that expect us to release every Tuesday. So fuck, we're going to release every Tuesday.
Yeah.
No matter what. Even if Tyler dies.
And you make some.
Which could happen.
Yeah.
You make good money on the merchandise, right?
What's that?
On shirts and stuff like that.
Yeah, t-shirt money. That's what we call it.
If Tyler dies, will he have a provision in his will that says you get to cook him and make an epic meal out of him?
No, I want to be stuffed and put in your bedroom.
I thought that like the most amazing thing would be like, you know, as each of us die, we put ourselves like, you know, cremated into like a little spice bottle with some other spices.
That's
so you
nice.
Just have the epic meal time team in like spices,
yeah.
And like maybe someone gets that. Buys that case.
It's gonna
for who knows how much.
It's gonna, you guys really, are gonna taste
like the Spice
great.
Girls.
Yeah, like the Spice Girls, except it's gonna really suck, no vaginas.
It's gonna really suck for Vin Diesel when he has to gain 100 pounds for the movie.
Yeah.
Is Vin Diesel gonna play you in the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gotta play you in the movie.
Tyler. People always call him
at the beginning they called me that, and now they're like, now it's the fat Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, it was really nice to meet you. I love, I don't know, it's just a really cool thing. This is a really cool thing what you do, because I love seeing someone take basically just an idea and then overnight, but then also sticking with it and making it succeed. That's the key.
Oh, it's been like such a fucking trip. We got that house, like, you know, for the G4 show, we have a house that we're shooting. It's like this $8 million home, like, and we're in it, and we're sitting there, like, sitting there playing Xbox, like, just chilling, man, like,
is that where they attacked the show budget went?
Yeah, we took it.
Seriously, though, the other night, where I was on the balcony of this, like, $8 million home, looking at the pool and the jacuzzi, and there was, like, fireworks going off in the distance, and it was such, like, a surreal scene,
And all I could think is just like laughing in my head, like bacon did this.
Yeah. Nice car.
Bacon did this. That's really, you have a lot to thank for bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I thought it was a little mutual.
Yeah.
A little mutual. Don't get me wrong, there, bacon is a billion times bigger than us, but you know, we brought the stock up.
Yeah, I'd love to see you guys do something with Gaffigan.
Oh, yeah. See you
guys. Well, he handed us a Shorty Award. We won the Shorty Awards in January.
Bacon!
Yeah, and he handed us the award.
I think I slapped him in the chest when I took it.
Yeah, and I saw him not too long ago. He might have called me an idiot. I don't know. I think he did.
Nice.
Yeah, he was.
That's a term of endearment.
I don't care. He's the man.
Well, thanks for being on. And I look forward to seeing I hope the pilot gets picked up. I hope we get to see Epic Mealtime on television. But at least no matter what, people will know that Epic Mealtime will always run free and wild on the world wide webs.
That's right. Free and wild, unless, you know, the internet changes.
Possible.
Twitter handles you're gonna throw?
Oh yeah.
Yay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
First of all,
at
Epic Mealtime.
Okay, all right. I like it.
Me is at Harley Plays. Say yours, Tyler. Say it.
Mine is at T-Lemco, T-L-E-M-C-O.
And you know what, actually? Tyler is a good person to follow on Twitter.
Thank you.
You know, he's an idiot on Epic Mealtime and an idiot on Twitter. But sometimes
kind of
it translates into a good 140 characters.
Excellent.
At Muscles Glasses, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Sorry, Muscles Glasses couldn't be here, but would you please?
No, Muscles Glasses on a podcast is the dumbest thing. I mean, we could actually say he's here.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, a word from Muscles Glasses.
Oh, great.
Yeah, he's the man.
Thanks for being here. And this
is...
Oh,
and Teller just walked in.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
And Harpo Marx
called us the Penn and Teller of bacon. And I was like, yeah, except Muscles beat the shit out of him.
Teller would just disappear.
Yeah, they would just disappear. It'd be an illusion. He's going to have to punch him before he gets out of the jacket would be the... We say something at the end of every episode, but now I feel like we can say, enjoy your epic burrito. We say enjoy your burrito at the end of every episode. That should have been a burrito that we asked these guys to make.
Oh, why didn't we make a burrito?
Just tortilla around that sandwich. There's your burrito.
Oh, good call.
Yeah, okay.
Right. That's how you do it.
So it's a tortilla.
Maybe slather some nacho cheese on the tortilla.
On the inside, so it sticks on.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is a burrito that has waffle, steak, mac and cheese, some sort of liquor syrup, and anything on the outside?
Bacon.
Two pizzones.
We'll give it pig feet. As legs.
No, I just want to eat it. I just want
bacon. Yeah, it'll walk into your mouth.
I don't want pig feet, you guys.
Why don't you want pig's feet?
Because I don't, it just comes in a jar.
Why is it not appealing to you?
It's weird.
We take the nails off.
Oh, I'm in.
Okay. There it is.
So just the toes.
Pig ass.
All right.
Pig feet.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
This episode of the Nerdist Podcast was brought to you by Bing. Only Bing now integrates information from your friends on Facebook and experts on Twitter so you can tap into their knowledge and opinions and spend less time searching and more time doing. Now, search goes social. Check it out at bing.com.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.